Park So-bo is 77 years old. He's considered the father of Korean abstract painting. His works have toured the world, but they've never been exhibited in New York until now. They're at the Arario Gallery in New York City. Mr. Park's paintings are big and bold and labor-intensive. They're rectangular, often about 4 to even 6 feet long. They feature layer upon layer of colored paper, a monochromatic layer of sunny yellow or dusty blue or burgundy or the most exuberant orange. Park So-bo has been honing his craft for a long time now. He told us that when he was a teenager in Korea, he received a major scholarship to study art in Paris. He made the trip by himself. When he got there, he found out that he'd arrived a year early. But he stayed, and he says somehow he got by.
I got by making shelves for storage and doing odd jobs for people I met at the UNESCO program. I wore the same clothes every day for a year until they had holes in them. I don't actually really know how I got by, but I managed. I would go to Chinese restaurants and steal packets of soy sauce and use them as material for my art. I'd rummage through garbage cans and take shirts, women's stockings, any kind of fabric that I could find, stretch it over wood, and use it as a canvas. I used anything I could get my hands on in order to practice my art.
That's incredible. Well, I guess you can't say that you haven't suffered for your art.
It's all been worth it.
Literally, the layers that we find, the layers of paper, in this case mulberry paper, that we find in your current exhibit in New York, are pretty amazing when you think of how much went into each work. Could you describe the process of making one particular work, creating one particular kind of topographical surface that you have there?
한지를 30cm.
I take pieces of Korean mulberry paper, but I don't cut them with scissors because it damages the paper. So I rip them apart, sometimes using saliva to help moisten the paper. Then I soak the individual piece of paper from anywhere between a month to 3 months in water, into which I've added pigment. When the paper has absorbed the pigment and has achieved the consistency that I want, I apply it directly onto the canvas. Then I use a sharp stick or a pencil or sometimes even my fingers to draw lines into the paper. And the paper, because of its wet, mushy consistency, compresses. So I can spend the day just applying pressure, repeating my movements, repeating my gestures.
So at the end of the day, and it sounds like you have very long days, are you exhausted and depleted or renewed?
Even now, at 77, I don't feel tired, even if I paint 12 or 14 hours a day. What I feel is a sense of elation. It's the actual art of drawing the lines. And that's the difference between the East and West in terms of how they view art. Western viewers tend to focus on the actual lines themselves and the layers of the paper, whereas Eastern viewers will be more interested in the actual process, the actual art of creating the lines. And that's a very important distinction, results versus process.
But the result matters to you.
Yes, the result is very important. But what I now realize after doing this series of paintings over and over is that I'm somehow disconnected from the result. It is my process, but the way the paper reacts to the incisions, the way that the paper reacts to the repeated drawing of the lines is different for every line that I draw and for every painting that I make. That there's this uniqueness in the paper's reaction, and that's what's important to me.
Park So-bo is a master of Korean abstract art. The exhibit of his works, Empty the Mind, runs through Saturday at the Arario Gallery in New York.